We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
Greetings, my friends. We continue the discussion of the subject, the Godhead, one or three. That are those religious leaders today who contend that there is only one person in the Godhead, not three. Because the Bible says that God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit are one, it is concluded that there is only one person. This is a false conclusion, beloved. The Apostle Paul declared that a husband and wife are one, but obviously not just one person. The Bible says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Ephesians 5:31. How could anyone conclude that because Paul said, "The two shall become one flesh," that means just one person? While engaged in a public debate some years ago in Louisiana, I was meeting a gentleman who was affirming that there is only one person in the Godhead, and a peculiar thing happened. A preacher friend of my opponent greeted my opponent with a holy kiss before the entire assembly. Promptly, in the course of my argument, I asked my opponent if he were married. "Yes," he replied. Then I said, "Since you're married, and since Paul says that husband and wife become one flesh, you must admit that your preacher friend was kissing your wife when he greeted you with the holy kiss, according to your argument that one means one person." Needless to say, my opponent was quick to admit that one, in this case, did not mean one person. Neither does it, my friends, mean that God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit just one person simply because the Bible says they are one. In 2 John 9, the Word declares, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." If language means anything to an intelligent person, the word "both" is significant in this Scripture. Both the Father and the Son. Yes, both Father and Son, more than one. Since the Bible speaks of God the Father and Christ the Son, the one person advocate declares that Jesus must be one, simply manifesting God in the flesh. I would like to consider some of these objections. There are not two persons, we are told, but just one person wrapped up in human flesh. Just because Christ manifested God doesn't mean that God and Christ are the same person. In 2 Corinthians 4:10, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Was Paul's body and the body of Christ, was that Christ's body simply because Christ was manifested in his body? Were Paul and Christ the same person? Ridiculous. If the manifestation argument were true, then Paul was Jesus Christ. John the Baptist said that he came to manifest Christ to Israel. John 1, verse 31. Could one possibly conclude that John the Baptist and Christ were the same person, just one person? The Son is said to be the express image of God, the Father, in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Some religionists hasten to conclude that God and Christ, therefore, just one person. Image means identity, we are told, therefore one person. But notice how foolish such reasoning can be. The Bible says that man was made in the image of God. Image means identity, therefore man is God. Image does not mean identity in this case, beloved. Our Lord most emphatically declared that he and the Father were one, but he did not even imply one person only. Our Master prayed to his Father in heaven, John 17, verses 21 through 26, "That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." Someone may read this passage of Scripture and erroneously conclude that God and Christ are just one person, because Christ said, "Thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee." There are two definite scriptural conclusions from this passage, making the contention unscriptural and unreasonable. Number one, Jesus prayed that they, the antecedent of they being the disciples, verse 20, all might be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Jesus said, as we are one, thou, Father, in me, and I in thee, so should all disciples be one in us. Also read verse 11. If Jesus and God were the same person, only one person, on the basis of such reasoning, then all the disciples, God and Christ, are one person only, because Jesus said, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. And verse 23 he said, in them and thou in me, that they may be perfected into one. Just as the Father and Son are one, so may the disciples of Christ and the Father be one, but not one person, was the plea of our Lord. Surely no intelligent person would say that God, Christ, and Christians compose only one person. Jesus, the Son of God, and God the Father could not be the same person, one person only, because Jesus was on earth praying to his Father who was in heaven. The Son prayed to his Father, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And again it is said, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Notice, he addresses God as Father, and he declares, glorify thy Son, that the Son may glorify thee. This glory I had with thee before the world was. When men contend that God and Christ are one person only, they deny that Jesus Christ is God's Son. They make the prayer of our Lord recorded in John 17 a mockery, if you please. Such men seem not to understand that even the meaning of the words Father and Son, can a son be his own father, or a father be his own son? If God had a son, then Jesus the Son had a father. There is no son without a father, except Adam. And even then, God was his Father in creation. To deny the Trinity of the Godhead is to deny Jesus Christ is God's Son. Some confused religionists claim that there is only one person in the Godhead because the Bible says there is one Spirit. But there are three persons in the Godhead, one of whom is the one Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, inspiration declared, there is one Spirit, one Lord, one God. Now, how many does that make? Add them up. One Spirit, one Lord, one God. One, two, three. How simple. Yet some false teachers have their own way of adding. They say, one, two, three, and that makes one. Beloved, that is an error. In this passage under consideration, it is revealed that there is God the Father, the first person. That is Christ the Son, the second person, and that is the Holy Spirit, the third person. These three persons make up deity. They agree in one. It is sometimes affirmed that the body of Christ was the Son of God, while his Spirit was not a person. Then we must inquire, what was in the grave? If God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit were one person only, then the Jews killed God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit when they killed Christ. Was Christ just in a body only? Was not the body of Christ buried? Was the Son of God, God Himself, in the grave? The Spirit wasn't in the grave. Jesus said, Father, into thy hands I commend my Spirit. Luke 23:46. Who could possibly believe this false theory that Jesus Christ was not really the Son of God, but just a body only, yet pretend to talk about Christ, the Savior of man's soul? Christ also declared that he had flesh and bones, Luke 24:39. Yet, he made it known that God is a spirit, John 4:24. Therefore, God and Christ are two distinct persons. God and Christ must be two distinct persons because the disciples saw Jesus. They walked and talked with Him. He had flesh and bones as they. They ate food with them. He worked with them, yet declared that no man had seen God at any time. John 16:16, John 1:18. The disciples saw Jesus after He had arisen from the dead. And they saw Him as He ascended up into heaven to be with His Father. His last promise was, "Behold, I send the promise of My Father upon you." Afterwards, He was carried up into the heaven. Luke 24:49-51 and Acts 1:9-11. My friends, hear me. Are you listening? Could one possibly believe that heaven was vacated by God and Christ and the Holy Spirit while Christ was on earth? This would be the inevitable conclusion if there was only one person in the Godhead. But a false conclusion indeed. An objection is raised to the Bible teaching that God and Christ are two persons because the Scriptures teach that God is in Christ. We are told that the fullness of the Godhead bodily is one person only. But hear the word of the Lord. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2:9. Now read John 1:16. And of His fullness have all we received. Now hear the apostle in Ephesians 2:19. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we may be filled with the fullness of God. Yes, God is in Christ. But that doesn't prove that there is just one person. In Christ dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. But that doesn't deny the persons of the Godhead, God the Father and Christ the Son and the Holy Spirit. Paul said that the fullness of God dwells in us, Christians. But that doesn't mean that we are God. If the fullness of God dwelling in Christ proves that God and Christ are the same person, then Paul's statement that the fullness of God dwelling in Christians makes Christians God one person. This reasoning, my friends, denies Christ is the Son of God and actually makes man himself God. In 1 John 2:23, it is said, "Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also." From this passage, someone concludes that God and Christ are one person only, because if one denies the Son, the same hath not the Father. But the same quotation declares, "He that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also." Does the word "also" mean anything? Don't you know the expression "Father also" indicates more than one? The passage mentions Son and Father also. Is a Father His Son? Is the Son His own Father? It is contended by some that because Paul said that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, that means just one person only. But Paul didn't say that we're just one person only. In John 15:4-5, we are told that Christ abideth in us and we abide in Him. He said, "Abide in Me and I in you. He that abideth in Me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit." Furthermore, in 1 John 4:12-13, the apostle says, "No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit." Now, if because God abides in Christ, that proves that God and Christ is just one person, then because Christ abides in us, that proves that we, disciples, are Christ. If we are Christ, then we are God. Christ is man, man is God. How foolish. Ladies and gentlemen, man is at the mercy of God. It was through the gift of God's Son to this world that man might enjoy the remission of his sins. God the Father in heaven sacrificed His Son upon the cruel tree of the cross, that we might enjoy everlasting life. When Christ went back to the Father in heaven, He sent the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, to reveal unto man the gospel plan of salvation, that man might be brought back into fellowship with God. The last words of our Lord were, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." We should be grateful to God that we have the privilege of becoming His people, His children, that we might enjoy eternal salvation, having completed our journey upon this earth. God is in heaven. Christ is in heaven. The Holy Spirit is in heaven. All Christians surely are prepared.